Everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
As reported by Jackie Borchardt, Cincinnati Inquirer, a petition submitted to the state of Ohio's medical board to make Bengals-Browns fans an official medical marijuana condition. I go to my board here. How do you rule, national panel?
Browns go on the playoffs every year.
It's a long way to Michigan, kiddos.
We start by parsing this Tom Brady Instagram post from this morning. You're reading it to see if he's leaning, if he'll stay in New England, or if he'll leave. I wanted to say thank you to the fans. Okay. The support you've shown me the past 2 decades. Organization that believes in me. Oh. Hat tip Teddy Roosevelt. Okay. Put yourself back in the arena. Which arena, Tom? And I still have more to prove. Sarah Spain, I'm going to start with you because you're our senior social media correspondent. Was there anything in Brady's post today that has you thinking one way or the other?
Well, I could certainly see how if you wanted to believe that this was a hint that he was leaving New England, you could point to the things that you just said. Mm-hmm. Thank you to the fans, this organization, not specifying Foxborough. But to me, this is a guy who's saying thank you because it was an unexpected finish. It was an early exit. It was something that he didn't want them to get accustomed to, and saying, listen, I appreciate you've been so supportive this entire time, including now when things didn't go the way that we wanted. I don't think there's any hints in there about where he's going, but I do think he's getting out ahead of the people who might want to have conversations about whether he should retire.
Who are these people who would have conversations, I wonder? Who could they possibly be?
Bloviating gas bags arranged in a square around
the most accurate thing you've said today.
The
there we go. All right, let's bring in Tim Kalischoff.
He wants to get out ahead of that.
Did you read anything into this between the lines?
You know, when it starts out, it sounds like a goodbye. Anytime you're thanking fans for something, for your support, that sounds like you've got at least one foot out the door. But if you read the whole thing, which takes some time, I think the conclusion I reach is that...
Hold on. Wait, is that a shot at Brady that he needs a copy editor? What is that?
I can't even write columns that long anymore. You know, he's putting the ball in the Patriots' court. Yeah. I want to play football. I'm going to continue to play football. I am an unrestricted free agent, and you can't franchise me. If you want to do something, you need to do something. I'm giving you plenty of warning, but I'm going to keep playing. That's all I think he's saying.
Woody Page, what did you hear from Brady?
Well, I would just concentrate on one little area where he kept referring in the past tense. Sarah was talking about it. He thanked the fans. He thanked the Patriots. He was thanking everybody. But if you notice, there were 3 or 4 times where he did it in the past tense, like, I'm no longer there. I am a free agent. I'm going to go wherever I want to. And I think that's exactly what he's going to do. I think he wants to play in warm weather or a dome. I think he'd like to be close to his family.
Oh, so you read into this that this is a goodbye?
Yes, that's exactly what I've read it over and over again, trying to piece together exactly what he was trying to say. Okay. And I think he is saying goodbye. That's basically what it was, a goodbye letter.
And Clinton Yates.
No paragraphs.
Yeah, you want to talk about the world of social media these days. He's not ghosting anyone. This is a thoughtful and considerate post on social media indicating that he is going to be exiting. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that in terms of what it is. There's a photo and a caption. It's not like he just posted a picture of his notes and decided to send it to him because he was ticked off that he was on the way out. Everything about this indicates to me that he cares about his exit as far as how the fans and how everybody else looks at him. I'm fine with this. He wants to go. He knows that it's not really that tenable to stay. And he said, here. Here's something
I'm surprised.
Show you that I'm
Clinton, what do you think this is his goodbye? You think this post today is the goodbye from Brady to New England? Clinton, you can expand a little
well,
bit
what
more.
Else, what else do you do in 2020? You're not going to have some sort of press conference. He already sold his house. It's not like he's going to stand up on television and say, well, I'm out of here, guys. This is the way you do that in this day and age. And I think he actually was rather careful and kind about it. And I'm
Sarah, you seem like you're resisting that thought.
For as long as the post was, it would be missing the part where he says, I'm leaving, if this was his goodbye post. This was vague intentionally because, like Tim said, this is about saying, don't even talk about me being done with football. I want to keep playing. We don't know where yet because I'm technically a free agent. The Patriots need to step up or some other team if I'm going to leave. He's not telling everybody goodbye in this post because we're left wondering if he is saying goodbye. That would be a terrible way to say goodbye after all that time if we don't even know he's leaving.
Woody, you're still shaking your head no.
Well, I just disagree with Sarah that he will. He doesn't have to tell the team anything. He doesn't have to say, I'm saying goodbye. He doesn't have to tell us anything. I'm just saying that it gave me the impression that he was leaving, and this was his swan song in terms of saying to everybody without being, you know, I'm leaving, I'm going somewhere else, I'm going to Indianapolis or San Diego. I just think that's exactly what I read into it, and I think it's going to turn out to be
true. In the history of all-time players making a decision to say goodbye to the team, everyone knows them with, and we can go outside of football. Sarah, I'm looking at you because Jordan, of course, did this with Washington. Did it ever succeed in your mind? Sarah, first to you real quick.
Well, I mean, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, there's certainly people who have left to go find success elsewhere. I don't know if I would trust Tom Brady to do that at his age where everything has to go right in a sport like football where it's not just a couple players. It's a lot of guys that have to stay healthy
CC?
And play up to par.
You know, there aren't a lot. Joe Montana did get to an AFC championship game with the Chiefs, but that's about it with him. I just think it's hard, and it sounds bad. It's hard to think another team is going to look at Tom Brady and say, this is the answer. This is what we need. A 43-year-old quarterback, decorated as he is, to come in and fix things.
All right.
It's a hard sell.
Hard sell, he says. We've been horrible. We'll move on. Anthony Davis's fall last night. All right. And then that shot of him leaving the court, hobbling, and trailed by that gurney chair on wheels. Of course, this would happen hours after you hear he declined the Lakers' max offer. He's going to be a free agent, as everyone expected this summer. MRI has come back clean. He's going to make the trip for the next two games on the road, Shams Charania reports. Clinton, your takeaway from Davis's last 24 hours?
My takeaway is that this could not have been worse timing in terms of those naysayers who think there's a chance that AD doesn't come back.
Who are these naysayers? Who can they possibly be? Who are these people?
It might just be his own agent who's out for money and not for out for the Lakers. If you were going to paint a scenario in which he possibly didn't want, you know, to come back to the Lakers, getting injured on the day that he declines his option, as well as all this Kyle Kuzma trade talk bubbling up, and then also you don't know when he's going to come back in terms of load management, that could be it. Otherwise, everything regarding the contract was procedural. Less people thought he was going to sign that than people think he's going to leave next summer. So all that is fine. It's just a matter of what happens.
Woody Page?
Now, as far as the front office is
concerned. Yeah. Clinton, and there are smart people among us, and there are millions of them, that knew that this was an accounting situation yesterday. They couldn't offer him an extension until January 7th. So that's what they did on January 7th, knowing he wasn't going to sign it, but they officially had to do it, just like when free agency starts. He is going to wait and have an opportunity to get, instead of $27.8 million, more than $40 million a year, and we know that. That doesn't mean he's leaving. It doesn't mean anything. It's just an example of what you have to do in regard to dates in the NBA. So I don't think anybody, including you, should panic that he's going to leave the Lakers. He's got a situation with LeBron where LeBron gives him the ball all the time. He's averaging 28 points a game. I don't know what else you want out of him.
Does Clinton Yates look like a man who's panicked right now, Woody Page? He's auditioning for Miami Vice too. Tim Kalischer, how about you?
You know, the contract thing, I agree. This is a situation. I actually think it's the opposite of controversy. They're just trying to put it away right away. He's not going to do it. Don't worry about it. He's going to sign next summer. That'll happen. I don't think there's any question there. The injury is something else. This guy has missed a lot of basketball games in the last 8 years. He's never played more than 75 games in a season, and he's had a bunch of years where he played in the 60s. Maybe a minor thing. The MRI didn't say much, but anytime you lose half your dynamic duo for a while, you got to be concerned.
You sound like playing in the 60s is a bad thing, Tim Kalischer. Playing in the 60s is a pretty good thing, I think you could say.
Today, yeah, if you're Kawhi Leonard, it's a lot. I get
Sarah Spade, how about you?
Yeah, I think this was procedural, like Woody said. This was the first day they could offer him this. He can stand to make $56 million more in just a couple months. He can also look back at what happened with this season and decide whether he wants to do a 2+1, figuring out when LeBron might leave and if he wants to still be around when the team changes in that way. There's any number of reasons that he would wait, and very few that he would have taken that extension, namely that he would be worried about not getting offered the bigger, longer max later, which he's Anthony Davis, so he's going to. Same goes for the injury. First of all, it's good. Probably that it's based on a fall and it doesn't seem that serious. It's not something that's about, you know, his kinetic chain having issues, something that's nagging or related.
Oh, yeah, the kinetic chain.
But,
sure, sure.
Of course, worth noting that even if he did have a serious injury, he'd probably still get offered the max. We've seen it for other players. That's who
sure,
he is.
Sure, sure. Speaking of max, can we talk about a max of a different kind? The Miami Heat are offering the max for celebration weekends. Here we go. Dwayne Wade is getting 3 days in February, a 3-day weekend from the Heat. Heat calling it the Legacy Celebration, and with the rollout comes a documentary as well. Tim Kalischer, let's start with you. Is 3 days enough to get it all in on Dwayne Wade?
Oh, my God. This can't even be a real thing. This has to be some kind of joke or a scam. 3 days to retire a jersey. Yeah. That first picture you showed up there, him and Dirk standing there. Dwayne Wade forced Dirk to do that after he played his last game here in Dallas, and Dirk tolerated it.
This is breaking news. The fact that it's going to take
3 days to put his jersey up in the rafters, and they got to show the documentary, which he was filming when he was here in Dallas, throwing the ball in the air, recreating the 2006 finals.
Where is this information coming from Kalischer here? Wait, let's put all the chips on the table here. All right, Dwayne Wade famously did something to the Dallas Mavericks low so many years ago, and maybe there's a little bit. Maybe you're remembering this not as fondly.
I don't think Mavericks fans are as upset about 2006 as they are him making fun of Dirk and the coughing and all that in 2011. Regardless, he's not a beloved man here. That has nothing to do with my answer.
So what I heard there was they recreated the last. That's pretty cool, actually, for the documentary. I kind of dig that. They recreated the Dwayne Wade throwing the ball up in the air.
Just fantastic.
Woody Page, where are you on this?
I'm sitting here wondering where that Wade did something to Kalischer that makes Kalischer still hate him after he's retired. 3 days is not enough. I want it to be like Super Bowl week. You can do so many different things here. Who wants to go see a documentary? The public can't go to the private event that's the night before. The season's non-season ticket holders have entertainment. South Beach, a parade on Biscayne Boulevard to the arena with the entertainment. Yachts like Tony and I have been on.
All right, wait. Sarah and then Clinton, please.
I was going to say, if you don't come to me to ask about a party, that's going to be real messed up. I will never turn down a celebration.
I knew you would.
Make it Wade Fest, a festival of celebration. The place loves him, and he's done a lot for them.
And Clinton Yates.
In an era in which people knock franchises for not sticking with their players, to have one celebrate the best one they ever had, who's a stand-up citizen and a winner, give me more, not less. Right. That's what I'll take from Dwayne Wade.
We don't have any of our Miami correspondents on there, though. I've heard them make this argument before, that Dwayne Wade means more to Miami than any athlete ever. More than Dan Marino?
Correct.
More than Shula as a name? Okay. All right. Make it a long weekend. Three-day celebration. We'll be back by ourselves.
Wade Fest 2020.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
UNC 8-6. It's a big tilt tonight versus Pittsburgh. How they respond to their coach Roy Williams saying on Monday, "The least gifted team I've ever coached. We stunk, okay?" Clinton Yates, buy or sell that response tonight from the Tar Heels. Buy or sell Roy Williams saying that.
I'm buying what Roy Williams is selling. If there's going to be a guy talking about college basketball, remember what happened at Kansas. Nobody thought he would leave there. He went to North Carolina. Why? Because he's a Tar Heel. And if everything he says is true, he'll be a good Tar Heel and realize it might be time, if you're coming up on 70 this year, you got nearly 900 wins, to move on and let somebody else do it for
you. Whoa. You're just blowing up the entire sports landscape. Tom Brady's leaving. Roy Williams is leaving
now. It's a ride into the sunset for a native son of North Carolina.
I like how poetic you were about that, but 8-6 and without your best player, is that the time to pack it in? Woody Page, buy or sell what Williams said on Monday?
I'm selling what Clinton was buying, and I'm selling what Coach Williams is trying to buy, because he's totally wrong. You need to look inward, not outward. Why would he even think that his players might be willing to say, this is the worst coaching staff we've ever played for? I mean, really, they're without Anthony, but they lost three games when he was in the lineup. They only got two guys that are scoring above double figures. Really, it's a problem from coaching, not playing.
Look inward, not outward, Woody Page says. How about you, TC?
Yeah, I'm with Woody. If you're a coach at one of these top five programs, which North Carolina has been forever, you're not there because you're good at diagramming X's and O's with 12 seconds left. You're there because you're good at getting those gifted players year after year. The FBI would say some of those schools even present gifts to those players. That's another story.
All right, Kalish. You
know
what, Clinton Yates? Perhaps I was too vehement in the points I was taking off here. It seems like everyone's on your side of the street. Sarah Spain, how did you hear Roy Williams on Monday?
I do like Tim Kalishaw's theory that maybe they were the least gifted in that they didn't give them enough and then they didn't come here and then that's why they're not as talented. But that's not even the meanest thing he said. What he actually said in addition to that was these guys' A game, which isn't even an A game. I mean, he is just throwing bullets at these dudes. Now, I want to sell it. But I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that the reason he's saying that is maybe these guys think that they are as talented as his previous teams and they need to be taken down a peg and work a little bit harder. Maybe that's what Coach is trying to do here.
Clinton Yates, I'll give you the last word.
I'm just going to say, I mean, if all that stuff is that out of touch, it might just be time to do something.
Well, my whole world is rocked right now. You got him retiring. Kalishaw says nobody knows X's and O's anymore. Okay, fine. We'll move on. Buy or sell to Zion Williamson on the J.J. Redick podcast, telling J.J. he wanted to go back to Duke this year. Quote, I genuinely wanted to go back. Felt like the NBA wasn't going anywhere. He says he loved his Duke experience, but Coach K and his mom and his stepdad stepped in. Woody, what are you buying? What are you selling?
I'm buying Coach K and his mother that they had said to him when they could have said, go back and play, especially K. He said, come back and play for another year. But they were doing what they thought was best for him and suggesting that he go on to the NBA. That was his dream in life, not playing as a sophomore in this day's NCAA time that we're experiencing. So I'm with him.
Kalisha.
I'm buying Zion here. Here's the deal. The five of us pictured here on these various screens, we all have pretty good jobs, but we all know college was really better, okay? It is. It simply is. Mm-hmm. Life goes downhill after that. Maybe Zion wanted one more year of that before he journeyed into the millionaire world of the NBA.
Window into the soul of Kalisha. Spain, how about you?
There you go.
I'm buying that it was the right move for him to go to the NBA. I'm buying that there wasn't enough to get out of going back to Duke. But I'm also buying that it's totally believable that that's what he wanted. Small town kid, small school. From all we've heard about him, he's somebody who just wants to play basketball. And the NBA was going to wait for him whatever time he had.
I'm buying that it's important to highlight the other side of what people consider to be pampered athletes who just use schools and bust out of there. Sometimes the situation is different. It reminds me of when John Thompson, basically after Allen Iverson's sophomore season, said, you have to go. You have to do this. You have no choice. And he was the first person that ever left early in his program. It's tough. It's not as easy as it looks on the screen sometimes.
Good point, Clint. Kalisha, you have me wondering now.
Give a couple
at
more.
What school was it the best time of your life? Because you have multiple options here.
Fair question. Colorado.
Could be taken. We don't. All right, Clinton Yates, Woody Page. Taking a front row seat for Tim Kalisha.
How does this story system work? I forgot.
That's a good question, Woody. We'll get to that during the commercial break. Sarah Spade, Kalisha, showdown next.
There's Crispy. And then there's Crispy. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy.
Kalisha, Spain, good luck in showdown. Alexander Ovechkin got to goals number 683 and 684 last night. This ties anyone? Timu Solani for 11th.
There you go.
He's 210 back of Gretzky. The top 10 all-time is in front of you. Tim, you making the argument for or against Ovechkin having a shot at catching Gretzky?
Oh, man, that's going to be hard. I think he'll get to number two. He'll pass Gordie Howe. Doing that in this era when goals are much tougher to come by, especially than Gretzky's era, difficult in itself. He'll get close.
I did the math. He's averaging 0.6 goals a game. That would require 344 more games if he kept up that pace, but he'd have to play to 38, and no 38-year-old has ever averaged that many goals per game. So I'm going to say no, it is possible, but not likely.
Well, at least somebody did the math. Thank you very much. Kalischa's just shooting from the hip here. Give us some math, Kalischa. Point Spade, showdown two. NBA last night. Carmelo Anthony game winner. This is on the road at Toronto. None of you guys had him doing this anymore. Chris Paul, 28, nearly all of it late. And the OKC beat the Nets in overtime. Great comeback for them. None of you had him doing this anymore. Derrick Rose, the go-ahead bucket late in the game for Detroit's win over Cleveland. None of you had him doing this anymore. You guys are already under par, it appears. Sarah Spain, which old guy's doing it best?
All the old guys are impressive, but I think you have to go with Melo because of the gap in the time that he spent away from the game. His ability to come back and make this Blazers
no, it's Chris Paul. I did the math
that
on this. Chris Paul's team is three spots ahead of Melo's team in the West standings. That says enough for me. He did this to Dallas about a week ago, New Year's Eve. Did it again last night.
What a sledgehammer. Kalischa was in coming into the argument there. It's like, I did the math. We'll split the point.
I can't wait all day.
Showdown three. I want to say again, as reported by Jackie Borchardt. I just talked to her on my DMs. It's Borchardt. Sorry, Jackie. Cincinnati Inquirer petition submitted to the state of Ohio's medical board to make Bengals Browns fans an official medical marijuana condition on par with gastroesophageal reflux and cachexia wasting syndrome and chronic pain. Tim Kalischa, how do you rule?
I rule in favor of the Browns. They deserve it, not the Bengals. Marvin Lewis got you to the playoffs seven times. I'm sorry if you couldn't beat the Houston Texans. Not my
give
problem.
Give it to both the Browns, of them, but yes. More importantly, where was this before 2016? I mean, the Cubs gave us 108 years of misery. I could have enjoyed that World Series even more, if you know what I'm saying.
The defense case holds water. Absolutely right, Sarah Spain. You made it to zero. You won today's show.
So Larry David was on the Michael Kay show talking about how back in 2018 he was talking to the then GM of the Jets and telling him, you know who you need to pick in the NFL draft? This kid, Lamar Jackson. And they laughed in his face. Larry David also said he can't trust Adam Gase because he always wears a hat. Very interesting.
You're really hoping that Curb Your Enthusiasm music comes out right now. We can't pay for that. We can't afford that. That's going to do it, folks. 23 and a half hour break. See you tomorrow.